Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Red and yellow, kill a fellow. Red and black, screw you, Jack. If you were really my friend, you'd stop giving me all these snakes. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Ah, thank you so much, Nels for Smells, for that wonderful catchphrase submission. That's the first time we've heard from Nels for Smells, I believe. Always glad to hear from new catchphrase submitters, especially in our 14th year. And this is the beginning of our 14th year. We're breaking off not another hundo, but another anno here for Comedy Bang Bang. A pleasure to be your podcast, your weekly podcast for lo these many years. And we have a really good show today. My name is Scott Aukerman, by the way. I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is your last time, don't let the door hit you. See you later. You may as well turn it off right now. But we have a really good show coming up a little later. We have someone in the apiary industry, as well as someone else, I think. I don't have that info. Devin, my producer, I need all this info on my whiteboard here when I walk in. I don't have any info. Okay, well, we're going to do something a little bit different coming up here on our 14th year. I decided that I wanted to get a little more in-depth with our celebrity guests. We are back in the studio. We can have celebrity guests back in. I'm not in my backyard anymore where I was reliant upon the kindness of strangers who were passing by, people in my neighborhood. We have a big celebrity guest here today, and I want to do what I'm going to call the Comedy Bang Bang interview. This is where we break it down. We get in depth a little bit with our guest, and who better to have for our very first edition of the Comedy Bang Bang interview, but an old friend. He's been on the show probably the entire 14 or 13 years. I wonder if he ever came in the, that's a good question for the interview. Did you ever come in our first year when we were at the radio station? I got to file that away. He is one of the stars of Mystery Science Theater 3000. A new season of which has debuted upon wherever it is. I don't know. It used to be on Netflix, but this is a good question for the interview, too. But a new season of which just debuted on Friday. It's our pleasure to have him back. Please welcome back Jonah Ray.
Hi. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe I get to be like in this inaugural segment.
It's exciting, isn't it?
We've known each other nearly 20 years. And
so, I mean, I feel like I know everything there is to know about you, but we're going to get in deep here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anybody better than you to like, you see me grow up. Essentially.
Yeah, I basically did. I mean, yeah. I grew to know you as a 21 year old.
I was 20 years old when we met.
20 years old. Yeah. Wow. And now here we are.
I'll be 40 in August.
Yeah. A couple of decades later.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, everything about me. So I'm sure this is going to be more in depth than, you know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So Jonah, when did the show come out and how many episodes was it?
It came out this past Friday, May 6th, and there's like 3 episodes available now, and then like there will be 14 and or 12 in total.
And so, it's on what network? Because I was unsure about
it's
that.
It's actually being independently distributed through the Gizmoplex. There's an MST3K app you can put on any of the, you know, your devices, and you can watch old episodes. You can stream these new episodes that will have live premieres, and you can watch along with people and kind of, you know, watch it as it happens live and chat with the people in the rooms and stuff like that. So it's going to be on a place called the Gizmoplex.
Huh.
Yeah. And that's it's pretty much it, like for, you know, the new platform and the episodes and stuff like that. It was really fun. It was really fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Making them was,
It was good.
Was
it good?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. You know, we didn't have, people from Netflix, you know, kind of having to chime in on things.
Yeah. I gotta admit, I'm out of questions.
Okay. So just the one?
Yeah.
20 years though, Scott.
I mean, what am I going to ask you?
I mean, did you know? Wait, I'm sorry. Did you ask me when it comes out?
Yeah, I think said it was the 6th.
Yeah, no, it was May 6th. So just came out. And then
The number of episodes as well. Yeah, those were the, I had those written down right here.
Yeah, yeah.
When's it come out? Number of episodes. That's all I'm really interested in.
I mean, is this, You've known I've been coming in for days. I just wasn't. Is this the second? Yeah. Is the comedy?
It took me like 3 days to think of those.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I gotta say, I was in the shower and it just like popped in my head. I was like, oh, I got something I want to ask Jonah.
Great.
Like, honestly, I had nothing.
Were you
when you were booked? And I was like, what am I going to talk to this guy about? Jesus. I
mean, Scott, were you at least hoping that it would turn into that would be the icebreaker and then we start talking about more stuff? I mean,
you've
been doing
when there's an icebreaker, when it came to the Titanic, that icebreaker made suddenly the ship sank. So no, I mean, like there's nothing after an icebreaker. The ship just like goes down and, you know, people are playing and they're rearranging deck chairs. And
that's an amazing outlook on this, but I feel that maybe you could even ask what movies we did on it. Did you want to ask any
movies you did? What, why, what's the what do you mean you did movies? It's a TV show.
Yes, but we watch movies and we we like make jokes over them, talk as the characters.
You make jokes over movies? People worked hard on those.
Yeah.
It's kind of rude.
It's a bit rude, but we do it with
cheeky
love. Yeah. It's a bit
insulting.
No, we don't. You know,
insulting to the creators of the movie, certainly.
We
though.
Dance with the movies, and we give them an audience that they wouldn't normally have.
What do you mean? They came out and they had that audience.
A lot of people haven't heard of these things. They get lost in time. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is becoming very combative. And I was thinking,
I don't think so.
Was this the plan the whole time for the kind of interviews?
No, I thought we would go in
gotcha
deep.
Podcasting?
I thought that maybe I would ask these questions and suddenly you would like.
What do you mean questions? There was one.
It's a 2-part question at the very least.
14 years. You like what? Do I have to be a fake person for you to be able to think of more questions to ask me?
Hey, we don't do fake people on this show. We have real people. Jonah Hill is here. Is that your name?
No, it's Ray.
Ray.
20 years,
Jonah
Scott.
Ray. Jonah Ray is here. The Comedy Bang Bang interview. Thank you so much for being here.
Is
great
that
to
the
have
entire
you.
Interview?
That's pretty much it. I don't have anything else, unfortunately, but we do have to get to our next guest.
14 years.
He is in the apiary industry is what I'm reading here. What do you think that means? There's a question. What do you think that means?
I mean, I guess It's
like a
it's
bird
birds.
Watcher?
It's bird stuff.
Bird
like,
stuff,
yeah. It's
yeah.
Like an enclosure, I think.
How do you get
birds?
Paid to do bird stuff?
I don't know.
Let's
this.
Ask him
I don't
that.
Know the answers to these questions. Ask me about Patton Oswalt, you know.
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, he was on the show.
He was on
the
show. I would ask him about that.
Well,
oh,
he's not here.
He's someone good for the Comedy Bang Bang interview. Boy.
Okay, what's the questions you would ask him?
When's the show come out? Look, we got to get to our next guest, Jonah. He is in the apiary industry. Please welcome Tim Bullock. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Scott. It is.
This is Jonah. Jonah
hi,
Ray.
Jonah.
Hello.
Do you recognize him from?
Yeah, of course. From
from the green room.
From the green room when I came in and I said, "Hi, I'm Tim." And I, you know, asked
that's him, a nice way to meet people.
You know, when the show came out.
Yeah.
No,
yeah
how many episodes it was?
How many episodes?
What did he say about the platform it was on? It's some sort of
it's independent released, which is
what does that mean to you, the regular a common person?
Well,
the layperson, as they say.
I associate independent releases with when I let a bird off my arm.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it comes up.
That's what triggers in your mind. You suddenly think of the weight being does your arm sort of like rise up when you hear that phrase? Almost like, oh, boy.
I instinctively want to lift my arm. And,
right.
And I guess that brings me to my point of being here.
Oh, great. Well, it's great to have you. Welcome. I know that we're not doing the Comedy Bang Bang interview with you, but I would love to talk to you about what you do. What is it you do? Tell Jonah and I, two interested parties, what it is that you do in the apiary industry, because I didn't realize you could get paid to do anything with birds, let alone whatever it is you do.
That's interesting. It's a pretty wide industry. There are a lot of types of jobs that go into birds and handling birds. I personally am a falconer.
Falconer.
I work closely with a falcon named Aphrodite that I just got. And
what is a falconer? Because how does someone get paid to be a falconer? Why does someone pay you to have a falcon?
Yeah.
Do you own the falcon? Do you rent the falcon?
Well, I just put down a pretty severe down payment on this falcon. And I got to be honest.
Was it 10%, 20%?
It's, you know, in this market, it's 20% if you're lucky.
Wow. But, sometimes
it gets go higher and it's the best offer.
Yeah. OBO.
Or best offer. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of money.
It was a lot of money for me. And
how much are falcons going for these days? That's a good question, Jonah. Yeah, Thank you so much. Jonah Ray is here.
Of course.
MST 3000.
Yeah.
Well, I got a falcon loan. And
3K?
It was,
it's Mystery Science Theater 3000.
May
6th.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So how much are falcons?
I had to put down around 15 grand.
You put down 15 grand in order, and that was
30%.
That was 30%.
And I don't have my Falcon mortgage calculator in front of me.
It's 100 grand.
It's 100 grand.
No, it's 50 grand.
You know,
no, wait.
15. So
15 is 30.
Is 30% in this.
So
I'm not going to be able to do this.
You know, it seems like a lot of money. And, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of money to make
grand.
Stuff.
It's
you know?
50 grand.
Like, you know, with the new season of Mystery Science Theater, of course, you know, we kickstarted the budget for it. So it's kind of made.
Okay.
I'm going to have to ask you about that soon because I'm going to.
You ever done that? I would imagine like with a bird, though, it would be more like fly starter or fly swatter.
A fly swatter.
Oh,
I don't want to. Certainly don't want to swat a falcon. That's an easy way to end up in bird jail.
Is bird jail just another smaller apiary?
It's sort of, have you ever heard of like,
is it a jail for birds or is it a bird that humans go into if they do bad things for birds?
It's a bird.
For birds? Like the birds have them do bad things?
Yeah. Like, are they accessories in bird crimes?
It's all crimes.
Is that a Weird Al song?
It's pretty much all crimes related to birds. And I'm worried I'm going to head there soon because
what's going on?
Right before
Tim Bullock.
I did my first inaugural flight with Aphrodite and I let her off my arm. And she has yet to come back.
Oh, no.
She's gone.
Aphrodite. Wait, so where?
Outside the building.
You did it outside this building?
I put the leather glove on, and I was going to be like, this is going to be great. We'll be able to have Aphrodite fly.
By the way, you didn't mind going all the way up to your elbow. Usually when I see a falconer, it goes all the way up the arm. You put it on like you were OJ.
Yeah, it's a really tight little leather glove. I spent so much on the down payment, I couldn't get the whole arm.
You couldn't get the whole arm? So just
really
this is like an
isotoner. Quality leather.
Not an isotoner.
A little small. Yeah.
What was that? And so the bird, and you're trained? You're trained.
Yeah. Did you train to do this too? Yeah.
Look, I've been trying to break into the falconry industry for a very long time, and it's pretty prohibitive in terms of cash up front.
Really? So it's an industry where you need to come in like rich, or you need to have rich parents.
Your daddy was a falconer.
Got it. Yeah, it's like working in Hollywood.
Exactly. Yeah. There's all this nepotism or bird nepotism.
Is there a lot of So you don't have any ties to the industry then?
No, a lot of these kids have these ostrich farms. have whole sanctuaries in. I want to say like Big Sur or something like that, or towns where you can bike around.
I mean, you would know better than I. You're asking me. I have no idea.
No, I'm just wondering if you've been there.
Have I been to Big Sur?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Do I see falcons?
Not often. It seems like pretty falcon heavy, I would imagine, with the forest.
I mean, I've looked up in the sky, certainly, and I've been like, is that a bird? Is that a plane? Sometimes it's, you know, I think it's Superman even, but it turns out normally it's planes.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's often planes, you know, but we're in, you know, Southern California. There are a lot of falcons.
Occasionally
now.
A kite will be up there.
It's like a lost kite or a balloon or something.
Mainly found kites.
Found kites.
Yeah, yeah. People, secondhand kites that people have found.
A repurposed kites.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
You can just eye a kite in the sky and know if it's a used kite or not?
Well, no, I usually follow the string down and then I ask
pretty
the.
Pretty long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's when you. I love asking people questions that, you know, I just see
so,
on the street.
Wait, I'm sorry. Just really quick. So you find, you see the kite, you follow the string, you go up to the person.
I'll have a conversation for hours. I just like, I find the people so interesting.
Just in general, do you know how many questions you normally ask them?
Oh, I mean, how many questions can you, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, hundreds. I mean, for hours?
Yeah.
An hour long, you know, wow. 2 or 3 hour long
You're
conversation.
You're just intrigued by people.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm a people person.
Wow.
And Tim Bullock is here. He's a falcon person. So wait, your falcon got away from
She's
you.
She's gone. I don't know what to do. She's flying. I saw her
Did you
somewhere.
Train Aphrodite to come back is that something that...
I was thinking the glove would do a lot of the work, you know, that it's almost like,
did you put anything on the glove? Like, did you dip it in like,
well, I was
like male falcon semen or I don't know what attracts.
Is that what I should have done? God, I think, look, if I could go back in time for one reason and one reason alone, it would dip my little glove into falcon semen.
Where'd you get the glove?
Oh, well, they're at the store where they sell all the falcons. It's, you know, they have hundreds of
because they get you coming and going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, those like those.
So you're in line with the falcon in the
waiting,
cage, and then you're
down,
just in the
it's
aisle.
It's like an impulse buy.
Yeah, there's gum for falcons. Yeah. there's little gloves and leashes. Which
man, when I see a falcon just blowing bubbles. It makes my day. But you hardly ever see it these days. Why is that? Is the culture changing?
I think people are on the falcons are on their phones more now
these days. Yeah.
But that's just a guess because my falcon's gone. And
wow. So Aphrodite, what did you say to Aphrodite? Did you have any kind of words of like, okay, come back, make sure you come back? Or?
Well, I was really just adamant about the first part of it, which was Aphrodite to the sky. And I lifted my arm in the air and... To her credit, she listened.
Yeah, to the nth degree. Yeah,
yeah,
That's too bad.
She's all but gone.
Yeah. What was the? Were you keeping Aphrodite in a cage up till then, and then?
Pretty small cage up until then.
He's pretty small.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, they're very svelte, like aerodynamic, and I thought, you know,
was it too small of a cage?
You know, in hindsight again, yeah. I think the cage is
so
a little.
She was happy to get out of it.
She was happy to get out. That could be it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you're being interviewed here on the show for being a falconer, and you decided to do your first one right before walking in here in the parking lot, and then you actually came in to do the interview. I would have been like, okay, I'm going to call and reschedule this interview because I lost my first falcon.
I would have loved to see the falcon.
I know, and I'm just wondering if after this, maybe you guys can come outside if you have any sort of pool equipment that we could just maybe...
Any pool equipment,
you know,
here
like
at the studio?
One of those nets on a long pole that
you
should have
got me during the backyard era. Oh, I had plenty of pool equipment then. But then again, if you had brought the falcon, we had a ton of falcons up there too. You could hear them occasionally.
God.
Did you have the little mask?
The hood? Yeah, the hood.
The little falcon head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the little falcon hat. And
what is that? What is that for? To make them think they're asleep?
Well, you know, like when you want to put a bird asleep, you put the towel over
the cage. Yeah. So to make them really fall asleep, you put a hood over their
eyes. A pair of goggles and fallen asleep immediately?
It's odd.
In the pool? That was the backyard era.
I guess I missed it. I was hoping that I could just come in here if you have like a mini fridge that has like a little bit of loose
meat. Refrigerator?
Yeah, a miniature is short for miniature refrigerator. If you have,
I believe there's one. I haven't been back to the studio in quite a while, so I can't remember if
that fridge could have got bigger.
Could have gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Could not be there. I'm trying to picture the kitchenette in there. And it's been so long, I can't really even picture it anymore. I know there were M&Ms there for a while. Is that true? Maybe we could lure Aphrodite back with M&Ms or...
M&Ms, just sort of like, you know, rodent meat of some kind.
Where are we going to get some?
Did it enjoy any kind of... you know, music or...
Yeah, how long did you have this falcon before you let it free?
Well, the falcon store opened at 10 a.m.
It's 11 a.m. right now.
Yeah, I had to run over.
You don't have a car.
I don't, which is hard here. The public transit is kind of fun, but it's a little too long. And they don't like falcons on there.
Right, right. So you ran over here from the Falcon. Where's
Sprinted
the Falcon store?
With my little falcon cage. I want to say it's La Brea. I would say a 45-minute sprint to here.
So you ran over here 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Presumably it took you at least 5 minutes to pick out the falcon and buy the glove?
The first falcon I saw. So 1 sure, and a half minutes, I would say.
Because you know you have a 45-minute sprint.
I'm going to be late. 11 a.m. I have to be there.
So you had the falcon on your arm as you were sprinting over here. Do you think that maybe you jostled it a bit much?
Hindsight, I would say that I probably jostled the falcon a lot.
What made you want to get into this, Tim?
Well, yeah, you know, you see all these side hustles where you get the thing.
This was a side hustle for you?
This was going to be
not your main thing? You got to put this on main.
Look, I was a side hustle with the hopes of becoming the main hustle. I wish I could throw my whole body and spirit.
What do you do? What do you do for actual work?
Full time babysitter. 100% of the time I'm taking.
You let your first falcon get away within seconds. Yeah. I don't know if I would trust you with a baby.
Well, they can't fly that high, honestly.
That's a good point.
Babies, you say babies to the keep sky, them, and they're right. They're not usually listening to you.
Quite keep the them opposite. Close to the ground. If I were you,
I mean, I'm not trying to throw a baby in the air. I'm not trying to get fired on my main hustle.
Yeah. Well, what if you threw a baby in the air, just trying to have a little fun, and then it just flew away? You must dream about that sometimes.
I do. I have a lot of, you know, my interests intersect in my dream world, and it's a lot of flying babies.
Hold on. This is how you, next time you're babysitting.
Okay.
You come back, you get that baby, you bring it back over here, you throw it up in the sky, and maybe Aphrodite
swoops down to catch it.
To catch it.
To save it?
And it
or
won't
to
be able
it.
To fly. Once
right.
it has it in
Aphrodite
its grasp.
Is pretty strong, sizable. I was noticing that on the sprint over here, the musculature of this bird. Very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you think it could carry a baby? How far do you think it could carry a baby?
I would say 30 feet in the air, not the usual 30 feet couple hundred.
How many months, though, the baby? The
baby is probably 30 months, I would say.
30 months, 30 feet?
30 months, 30 feet. It's pretty easy to remember.
Is that a baby when it's 30 months?
It's 30 for 30. It's a baby.
Is that what 30 for 30 is? I've always seen people talking about
it's,
that.
It's 30 feet in the air for 30 months.
Yeah. Oh, that's how you know it's baby.
Yeah, that's what these tattoos are. For,
Oh, wait, you have tattoos? What?
It was sort of like the secret where you're kind of manifesting.
Oh,
I
see.
30 for 30, you know.
But it doesn't say 30 for 30. It's just 30 pictures of birds?
30 pictures of the different types of birds that I know off the top of my head. We have falcons,
off the top of your head,
ostriches.
Go ahead. Keep going. All 30 is what I want to hear.
Chicken, chicks.
Chicken and chicks?
And
that doesn't count.
Chick.
Any crows?
Oh, that would have been good.
Oh, yeah. You know,
but I know
Crow's
so
the name of one of the characters in Mystery Science Theater.
When's that
Hampton
come out?
Yon does a really good job. And there's a new. I was just trying
to fit it in there. Yeah. Do you watch TV with birds in it?
Gosh, I'm mostly outside. So
there's not a lot of TV shows that have birds in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the crow is the name of a bird, and you know, it's
like
it's
I don't think that I was ever watching like The Gilded Age, and suddenly like you know you see just a parrot walking by,
right?
Just, you know,
and string, yeah, just like on its feet, just walking across. Doesn't happen very.
Doesn't
much.
Happen a lot, but I think it should happen more often, don't you?
I mean, love
you're
that.
Interested in birds.
I mean, if I could get you know that's sort of an adjacent side hustle, parrot wrangler on set, I would love to have.
That's needed. In Los Angeles, you need a parrot wrangler.
I can get into that. I mean, who knows if Aphrodite's coming back? And that's a whole
I mean, that's $15,000 down the drain. Where'd you get the 15? Just babysitting?
Just solid babysitting hours.
What do you get paid an hour?
I get paid about 30 an hour.
Another 30?
So I get paid 30 an hour.
Do you exclusively do 30-month-year-olds?
30-month-year-olds, 30 an hour. And I'm going to have to be honest, I minimum guaranteed 30 hours.
Okay.
So we do long weekends.
Let me do a little math here. 30 times 30. Let's see. That's $900 a week.
Yeah.
So what did you work like?
Sometimes you can double up on the babies triple up or 30 up. So you're babysitting 30 babies at a time. 30 hours for $900 a baby.
So wait, okay, 30 of those at 900, then we're talking, that's $27,000 in a
week.
You can
get two falcons for that money.
And well, I mean, half a falcon.
How much are falcons?
Well, falcons are 50. They're going for 50 this way. He just made the down payment.
Oh, that's right.
But
that's
you could do two down payments of falcons. Jonah's quite correct on that.
That's, I mean, I guess
that's what I meant initially.
It's pretty taxing hours, and it's a pretty difficult industry to just to,
especially to
constantly.
Do 30 babies. Do you keep them all in the same room, or do they each are they each in cages. Separate rooms?
Yeah. Baby cages. How big are the baby cages now?
Well, again, you know, hindsight.
They should be bigger.
They should be bigger. They're basically the size of the.
Did
baby.
You get these like at the chicken places where they raise chickens to
like a
to be killed?
Like a factory farm for chickens. Yeah, a lot of them get shut down for by the FDA and stuff, and I can get in there and I can get these,
get them
these chicken cages for bottom dollar. Yeah,
but this is not comfortable for a baby.
I, you know,
not comfortable for a chicken.
It's definitely not comfortable for a chicken, and I would say that the babies, you know, like to be swaddled, and a lot of babies just get a good nap in. I would say.
Okay, this is a good point.
Was there any kind of tracking device or chip in the Falcon?
Oh, this is a good idea. Did
well,
you
I
not have
the
time?
Babies? But I don't. I haven't chipped.
You chip all? Wait, yeah. You do a personal chip for all of your babies?
I have a database. So you know, if you're watching 30 babies, you want to make sure that they're around.
Do the parents know that you're chipping all their babies?
Why do they need to know?
Yeah,
know?
That's true. I mean, they're never going to see it. Yeah.
Look, it's honestly a precaution if they ever want to hire me to track down their baby.
How long have you been doing this? 30 years?
30 years about.
So some of these babies that you've chipped are all grown up.
Are peers, honestly.
Do you still keep tabs on them? I mean, you've chipped all these.
I track them all. I mean, there's probably 3 or 4 babies in this building that we're in.
I mean, you're
like
doing
the ducks?
Yeah, I mean, some of them got lost a long time ago.
So you have chipped babies all over the world,
all
I would
over,
imagine.
All over. And wow. You can get, what I should be doing is selling that data, I realize.
Yeah, you should. You've been tracking their every movement. Yeah. Does it do other stuff like what they watch and what ads
they
see?
It's sort of like a Nielsen box for every.
Right. You should be selling this data.
It's going to be a good industry. Yeah, now that it's
Britannica Analytica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I feel terrible about Aphrodite. I mean, did you name Aphrodite, by the way, or?
I did not. It's sort of, first.
Didn't have time?
It was like, they were alphabetical in the store. I ran up, saw the first.
So Aardvark was not.
Aardvark wasn't there. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was rented out.
And you're sure it was a falcon?
We only had 45 minutes together. I was at a full sprint. It could have been a little eagle. I don't know.
Was it bald?
Bald. You know what? A bald eagle.
Did it have a comb over?
A little comb over. It could have been a baby.
It could have been a baby. Oh my gosh.
It might have been a baby.
Do you remember, like, were you currently babysitting when you were going to get
Well, it's hard.
Aphrodite?
I mean, I had to leave the babies pretty quickly.
Yeah.
There's 30 of them. I think I got them all in their cage. I run out, grab my keys, grab all my stuff, and I...
Did you get all your stuff?
Forgetting I got my keys, my wallet, my baby chips.
How many baby chips? You just reached into your pocket and you have like a handful of baby chips.
You never know when you're going to need to chip a baby. Okay.
You should have chipped your Falcon. This is unfortunate for you. Hindsight. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's it can be a powerful thing to have hindsight.
Mm.
Well, Tim Bullock is here. The apiary industry. We need to take a break, if that's okay.
Sure.
Can you stick around?
I'll pop out for a second, look for my Falcon. I'll come back.
Okay, yeah, do that while I'm saying the ads.
I'll,
okay.
I'll stick around too if you want to ask any more questions. If you kind of think of any during
all
the break.
Right, Jonah. All right, we're gonna come right back. We have some other people. I don't know who or what, but they're gonna be on the show, and we'll have more Tim Bullock, more Jonah Ray. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Jonah Ray of Mystery Science Theater. And you were saying 3K is the number?
Well, MST 3K or Mystery Science Theater 3000, yes.
But it's never MST 3000?
No, it's
seems like it could be
Mystery
though.
Science Theater 3000. Usually, that's just people say MST3K or something like that. Right. But that's
all episodes. They came out on the 6th. Yeah,
yeah.
We talked about that. Yeah, okay. Also, we have Tim Bullock is here.
Just checked.
Yeah, what's going on?
Didn't see it. I thought I saw Aphrodite, but it was a kite. And it was got lost in a conversation.
You followed the string down.
Yeah, I followed the string down.
That can be very tempting to do.
By people.
Yeah. I wonder, because we took a 45-minute break.
Yeah, I talked for 30 minutes and then stood outside for 15 and then came back in.
Wait, so you talked to her for 30 minutes, then stood outside for 15? Why not come back in after the 30?
Yeah, I needed to recharge a little bit.
All right. Well, speaking of recharging, I recharged with our producer, Devin, over here, and I got the name of our next guest. And she is an attorney. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, Bethina Saltz.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi. You can call me Bath Saltz for short.
Okay.
Please.
You like that. You like to be called Bath Saltz.
Well, it's my name.
Okay.
What's Scott?
Well, I thought your name was Bethina.
Well, it's Bethina. That's my government name. But what's your government name?
Scott is short for Ascot.
Scottish Ascot.
Yes.
Ascot. All
yeah.
Right.
The
thing you put in your underwear.
No, I don't think you know what an ascot is, actually.
Well, I know what an ass is.
Wait, so you were thinking when
an
I said
ascot. Clot. It's a butt plug. I'm sorry. Let's start over.
Let's say, yeah, please. I feel like for some reason we got off on the wrong foot here where we're talking about ass clots and butt plugs here. Well, that's not what
that's
you're
not
here
what
about.
I'm here to talk about.
By the way, this is Tim. He's a
good to meet you.
Hi, nice
pleasure.
To meet
I was going
to
say you're a falconer, but you're not really. You
well,
had one falcon that got away.
If we find my falcon, I am.
Oh, okay.
I don't like birds.
Did you see? Did you see any coming in here?
Oh, I saw birds. Yeah.
Did you see a falcon? Many?
Yeah.
I didn't see a falcon. I don't know the different
did
types
look
of birds.
Like one of these tattoos of all the birds I have on my arm?
You've got this lot of birds.
There's 30 tattoos
is
of birds.
Is it a blue jay? I don't know what a blue jay is.
It is a little blue jay, but I at first thought it was a chicken.
I was married to a Canadian, so I.
Oh, from Toronto?
Toronto, yes.
Yeah, where the Blue Jays play.
Where the Blue Jays play, correct. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
The Major League Baseball team, the Blue Jays. We're not saying, like, it's not a phrase like where the deer and the buffalo play.
No, where the wild things are. No, nothing right, like that. No, it's nothing just like that. Literally, the Toronto Blue Jays.
And this is Jonah Ray. He's from Mystery Science Theater. 3000. I guess he wants me to say 3000. And yeah. You can ask him when his show is
back. When's your show coming
it's,
back?
It came out on May 6th. It's on a platform called the Gizmoplex. And anything else you want to ask about it is... you know, it's Scott.
Do you have anything?
No further questions, Your Honor. No, I don't have any questions.
It's a lot of fun. It's a pleasure. It's a lot of fun making it.
Pleasure to meet you, Bethina. Bath salts.
Bath salts, please.
Bath salts. So you'd prefer to have your entire name be.
Well, what's the alternative? You want to call me Bethina?
I would just call you by your first name normally, but it seems a little weird to be saying your first and last name.
Would you rather call me?
I would normally say Bethina.
Yeah, gross.
Why is that gross? That's your name.
Your name. Did you choose your name?
I didn't. You know, that's the thing. People should be able to choose your names.
Yeah, we should be able to choose it. I did not choose this name.
Yeah.
I did not.
Your parents did?
My parents
I'm
did.
Presuming?
Well, yeah, my parents did. My parents chose my name. I am a failed attorney, by the way.
Oh, that's not in your bio here. I'm sorry. It just says attorney.
I got debarred. Debarred.
Oh, no, debarred.
Yeah, it's when you're on the bar and someone puts a dick on your forehead.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we're joking around.
I'm just kidding. I do a little comedy to myself.
You do comedy to yourself?
This is comedy bang bang, right?
No, thank you. I appreciate the attempt, and that's great.
Is that not, because it didn't quite track. Debarred.
He's a failed falconer.
I'm from one failed person to another.
Well, now, what exactly does a falconer do?
Well, they normally would handle falcons that would then come back to them.
I still don't know how someone gets paid for this.
Okay. So you show up to birthday parties or events and you...
So you're an entertainer?
A bit of an entertainer, yeah.
Oh. Like Cedric. He's like Cedric.
Yeah.
Cedric.
You a Cedric fan?
Huge Cedric fan. Followed him for 30 years.
Followed him? What do you mean?
What do you mean on Instagram?
Well, all the different,
Social media hasn't been around for more than 16, 17?
I want to say... As soon as he started touring, I was there, and I would show up
with the original Kings of Comedy, etc.
Exactly.
Would you only see Cedric though?
I only show up for Cedric, and then I bounce.
Well, what do you think of the Queens of Comedy? Are you sexist?
I'm not. It's not that I'm sexist. I just love Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
You don't stick around for Steve Harvey?
No.
Who would he close?
Harvey? Steve Harvey?
Yeah. Harvey. Steve Harvey. As he would say.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People don't want to say just a first name. He's not going to say, what? You didn't stick around for Steve? Yeah. Steve Harvey.
Right. Okay. You're right. Okay. Salts, bath salts.
Bath salts.
Bath salts.
No, you don't. Yeah. Bath salts.
What makes you a failed attorney? What do you mean?
Well, I'm a divorce attorney. Okay. And I have not successfully seen a divorce through one time.
No, everyone stays married?
Everybody stays That's married. Sad. Everybody stays married in my court of law. Even though I'm not a judge, but yeah, everyone stays married.
Are you sure you're not a marriage counselor?
No, I promise I'm not a marriage counselor.
So people would hire you.
Do not relate well to people.
People would hire you wanting to get divorced and wanting to work out a settlement between them.
Absolutely.
And by the end of... working together, they would go,
they
look,
would reconcile.
I'm just gonna stay.
They would say she's not worth the money or the hassle, and they would reconcile every time.
Really?
Every time.
Like they're
fail.
Falling back in love, or they...
they just decide, I'm literally a headache. And
so they hate each other just as much. They would rather stay married than talk to you anymore.
Than talk to me.
You're a common enemy.
I'm a common enemy, I suppose. I guess that makes sense. Common enemy.
Why,
change my name.
What was your...
Can you reintroduce me? I'm common enemy.
I feel like there would be confusion in the marketplace with Common, who that rapper...
The one name, Common.
But and what's so funny is his talent is so uncommon. It's so singular
it's
to him.
Uncommon, common. But exactly. But it's kind of wordplay on him. I know
I guess
him.
So.
I know him, by the
you
way.
You know Common, really?
I do know
Where'd
Common.
Where'd you meet Common?
At the mall.
Really?
AT&T store.
How common?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay, the wordplay is kind of, I don't know. This is a comedy show, right?
I know it is. Like, well, you tried something, then I was trying something.
You're trying something. Okay, we both failed. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
we're both bad at it. Yeah, all the couples do stay together. A lot of times, you go to court and we say it's irreconcilable differences. We go to the judge, we say that's what's going on here. The judge asks questions that we're just like, irreconcilable differences.
But they mean irreconcilable differences between you and them?
Ultimately, yes. Initially, it starts with the woman complaining about her husband's penis size. But then
is that, just, that's time? Pretty much all divorces.
Anytime
isn't
you've
it?
Ever heard irreconcilable differences, think about it. What could you? What is possibly irreconcilable? Wow. Think about it. Yeah. Think about it.
You know, what yeah. can't a man change about themselves?
His penis.
Yeah.
And those pills, I mean, you
can
don't
put,
work.
Yeah, you can put the pump on it as long as you want. It just
it's
doesn't
not
do anything.
Really gonna, it's not really going to make a difference. It's yeah. not going to make a difference. So I am a common enemy. So some people.
So every marriage that's been divorced, it's all about the size of the man's penis?
Erect and concile differences.
Erect and concile. Oh. Yes. Yes. What he, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's that kind of fun wordplay that you could hear erect. Watching movies on.
And this is a wordplay podcast?
Not really, although we were big talking on, about bird crimes are we, earlier.
Are we big on puns?
God, we're in our 14th year. I'm going to say, I think so.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool. Do you think Big Punisher was short for big on puns?
I think he was. Yeah, he loved puns.
Maybe the whole name. Anyway, that just came to me.
I love you called him Big Punisher. Already saying what it's long for. What do you
mean, pun, but, Big Punisher.
Big, sure, but big on Punisher. Take the Isha. Anyway, whatever. I do have another case to make it to today, so I can't.
I thought you were disbarred.
I was disbarred, but I was debarred.
Oh, that's different. That's like different. It's a mini disbarred.
Well, that's a sexual act.
Oh, okay.
Again, I have got. You thought I was doing a pun, but that's actually what happened. It was a sexual act. Wow. Too many penises on the forehead.
So who's your case?
Have you ever seen a 60-year-old woman with acne? Take a good look at my forehead.
Wow. Are you 60 or do
Looks
you have
like
acne?
A freaking Nestle Crunch bar.
Oh, okay. Let me check that out.
Yeah, check
bend,
it out.
Bend down over here.
Bend down? Whoa. My forehead's up here.
I'm sitting down.
My forehead is
And
up
you've
here.
Been standing this entire time.
Well, because I'm used to being in court. And
okay, well, bend down so I can see your forehead.
I'm not going to bend down. You bend over.
Do you have a mirror?
Nasty fuck. Am I allowed to cuss?
Sure, if you want.
Is this a court of law? No, it's not.
If you were to say something like that to the judge, though, what would happen to you?
Oh, well, I've hooked up with a few judges. So
oh,
it depends
really?
On which judge.
What yeah. about Judge Steve Harvey? Speaking of Steve
Judge
Harvey.
Steve Harvey, no, never hooked up with him. He's married.
Yeah, he's supposedly.
Well,
very
no,
religious, too.
He's married and religious, so he doesn't do hookups.
But hasn't he done, like, 5 divorces?
Of his own?
Yeah, I think so, right? So every single time he gets remarried, they're like... Oh, no, the penis
well,
is
here's
small.
The thing. Well, here's the thing, Scott. Here's the thing. I don't study divorces. I don't know. So maybe that's why
you
I'm
should.
So bad at
this
my
is
job.
Your...
I don't know who... I don't study... Like, I don't... Do you study comedy? Yeah, no. Yeah, he doesn't study comedy. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, at least you should know case law of, like, previous cases and stuff like
case
that.
Case law. That was a judge I hooked up with.
Case law?
Case law. Case law.
Why don't you just follow what you're good at and, like, help people, you know,
yeah,
stay
back together?
Yeah, maybe there's it's like when, you know, Aphrodite comes back, you can, gosh. You know, help reconnect that.
Are you married, Tim?
I'm perpetually single.
Are you looking?
Look, I'm always looking.
Are you interested in a 60-year-old woman with acne?
Hey, don't pimp me out here. Scott, you're really off-putting today.
And she already says she hates birds.
I don't like birds, and you're a big bird guy. You got them tattooed all over your body.
Also, you have big bird tattooed on your body.
Yeah, big bird across my back.
Tweety bird.
Tweety bird on my forehead, yes.
Yeah, crazy.
Listen, I'm with
it's Tweety bird with a, like, low pants, too?
Yeah,
like
it's
you
sort
would
of
see
a sexy...
During Space, when Space Jam
you
came out?
You can see Tweety Bird's V. You know the V, the sexy little V.
Yeah, yeah.
The gutters.
Yeah, the gutters. Yeah.
Is that what
the D'Angelo sex grooves.
Yeah, the D'Angelo sex grooves. Oh, yeah that's right.
I wish I could have seen the tattoo while they were doing it, but again, it was on my forehead.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a sexy Tweety Bird. I don't like birds, but I don't know.
Yeah, but you'd make an exception for Tweety Bird?
I'm black, but I'm blushing. I'm black, but I'm blushing.
You can't see it. I'm sorry.
Look at that. That's racist.
No, he's saying you need to bend over.
I'm not going to
bend.
Why is every
bend
man?
Down, I mean.
Why
bend
is
down.
Every man in here trying to get me to bend bend down? You bend over.
I mean,
you just, bend over, then we could talk.
It's just sort of a higher up perch.
And stop bringing things back to birds, right? Please.
Nobody wants
no falcon up there, right? That's all
No, I did not see a falcon on my way in.
You don't have a falcon on your forehead, do you?
I don't. No, that's a Nestle Crunch bar.
Okay. Maybe. the Nestle Crunch Bar could be out there, and that could lure the Falcon back. He thinks it's a Nestle Crunch Bar.
So you're telling me to stand outside? Yeah. You want me to leave?
Expose
right now?
Your forehead.
Yeah.
The Falcon swoops down, thinking your forehead is a Nestle
this
Crunch
could work.
Bar.
Yeah.
This is a good idea.
I don't like to take off my sweatband. I wear a sweatband around my
That's
head.
That's right. I was wondering if you played tennis.
I wear track suits and sweatbands to court. I've never had a judge respect me.
Looking
once.
Like Kill Bill.
Never, never. But listen, I don't want to. You asked a great question. Mm. I don't want to be a marriage counselor. There's not enough money in that.
Okay.
There's not enough money.
Seems like there's just as much money as being a failed divorce attorney. I mean,
I still get paid a retainer.
Oh, okay.
Whether the divorce goes through or not.
I thought they don't work on commission, right? Like they get 10% or whatever the like they have to see the kids like an hour a week. What?
They have to babysit the kids? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Not everything has to do with birds and babysitting.
Oh
okay.
Gosh.
Just stay in your lane, but at the same time, get out of it sometimes. Oh.
You don't have to remain in your lane.
Yeah.
That's what. Go. Go.
Anyone you ever say that to Nathan Lane, you think?
Nathan. Well.
Stay in your lane, Nathan.
Okay. What's the deal with this podcast?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Big Punisher.
We just give names for people's autobiographies. Stay in your lane.
Okay. Stay in your lane, Nathan Lane. Story. Okay. What would you do? What would you call Meryl Streep's?
Something about choice.
Yeah.
Streeps of Fire.
That. Great. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very good. This is fun.
So who's your case this afternoon?
It is a couple that has been married for 15 years.
Oh, okay. That's long for a divorce.
Well, most divorces, and this is a fact, this isn't comedy, happen after 10 years of marriage.
Yeah, because that's when the wife like really locks in, right? That's when she gets all of
sees the penis.
She realizes she can't deal with the package.
Isn't there something to do with after 10 years she gets more money? Isn't that a thing, or
I wouldn't. I wouldn't know. I don't know anything. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Literally never heard.
I don't know.
Never heard. So my next case is a couple married 15 years.
Okay. What's the issue?
They just aren't into each other anymore. They're just not into each other.
Okay, that can happen?
That can happen. That can happen. And they've tried everything. They've tried psychedelics. They've tried
You're running out of things after psychedelics.
Well, is that what you go to first?
Yes, I do. Listen, okay, so I'm not a marriage counselor by any means. I do let clients know, so I'm not a scammer either. I do let clients know, if you want to get a divorce, I do suggest, it's going to be costly. Mm. I suggest you try psychedelics in Joshua Tree.
First. As a preventative step.
It doesn't matter where they live.
A lot of Falcons out there.
Get to
Joshua Tree, try some psychedelics.
Yeah.
And they tried the psychedelics and it did not happen for them. They felt clearer than ever that they didn't want to be together anymore.
Okay.
They have a child. They have agreed to split custody. That is, cut the child in half vertically.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're going to cut the child in half vertically. Why is that funny to you?
Well, I mean, I just chip the babies. I don't have to do anything like that.
Well, that would be terrible for you because then the chip would be only in one half of the baby.
So I'm
going to
need two chips in that.
Where
situation.
Does the chip go?
You should double chip them up.
Where exactly does the chip go in
just
the baby?
Just get into arm fat.
Your arm fat. Okay.
What if they're super skinny?
Skinny. What if they're skin
skinny
and bone?
Skinny minis.
I guess in the skull. I don't know. Protruding out like a little like unicorn horn.
Or a little like a coat hook.
Yeah.
You could just get that new Apple tag and then you can.
Would probably be a lot simpler and not as invasive.
Do you make your own chips?
I make them.
What kind do you like, Lay's?
Computer scientist.
You should just be in the computer science business.
I don't know. It's a sort of a side hustle.
You guys were talking about computer chips.
How many side hustles do you have?
What's that now?
I thought you were talking about potato chips.
Oh, you thought we'd been talking about potato chips? This whole time?
Well, not the whole time. I'm just a little hungry. No one offered me anything to eat when I got here.
I know. It's 11:30 a.m.
And no one's offered me anything. The gentleman who escorted me in here.
Do you think if you're on a show, any show that...
You should be offered food.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Have you ever done Judge Judy?
I don't think I've ever done Judge Judy, no.
You've never done Judge Judy. You've got to do Judge Judy.
I guess it's Judge Judy. Wow.
No, it's a promotional outlet that I haven't even considered before, I guess. If I were promoting something, it's like, why not go on Judge Judy and gin up some fake case?
She'd probably ask a lot of questions.
I'm just saying. Probably. Yeah. And I don't know further questions for me.
Yeah.
None.
So what are you going to do with this couple who is going to get divorced?
Well,
are you nervous?
I'm going to pretend to go through the motions. And I'm going to try to get them divorced. I'm going to introduce them to a judge. One I did hook up with, a different one. Not Case Law.
Not Case Law. This is different.
Civ Pro.
Civ Pro.
Yeah, Civ Pro. Civil Procedure.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to introduce them to him. He's going to do whatever
he does. His magic.
He does his little magic. We do the questions. I don't
does
ask
his
any.
Judge
I
thing.
Never ask questions. I actually represent... You didn't catch this. I represent both parties in the divorce.
Oh, wow. No. I didn't catch that.
So how two is that, people paying...
That's a conflict of interest, isn't it?
I mean, maybe. But no one's calling me out on it till you.
I didn't even. You wanted me to.
I did not set that. I'm not setting you up to knock me down. No.
I'm sorry I didn't catch on that. That's something that normally I would.
Yeah, I represent both parties. So he's going to do his little thing. I'm going to represent both parties.
Did they both come to you at the same time or was it a...
Do they both come for me at the same time?
Do you get one of them?
No, it doesn't work that way. Usually only one person's coming.
Okay, so when someone hires you...
How often are two people coming for you at the same time? Be honest. Anybody?
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Well, okay. All right, then. All right, virgin. Freaking virgin. Okay.
I'm married. I've had sex once.
One time.
The Fugees.
Oh, the Fugees. Big fan.
Yeah, what do you think of the Fugees? You mentioned Big Punisher. He was a contemporary
Big
of theirs.
Big Punisher. I'm a bigger fan of Big Punisher than the Fugees. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Fugees only had one album.
One album. So did Lauryn Hill. One album.
Yeah.
It's in the Library
one
of
done.
Congress. One and done.
Yeah. One for me. The
one,
end.
One for me.
That's one half a Scorsese.
Me. That's all right. One. I like what you did. I do like that.
You
I
do like that. Okay. Sometimes really you don't like it.
Keep that in there.
We're going to edit everything else out.
Keep
pretty
part.
Heavy edit on this episode.
Yeah, pretty heavy.
I like that part. So, no, I just have them. I have them talk to the judge.
Yeah.
It's incredible what people will pay you to do. People will pay you to do nothing. Do you know that?
Right. Yeah.
If you tell them, I know how to do a thing, they won't even check you if you don't do the thing.
Right.
So I have them present their cases before the judge. The judge asks, what's their problem with one another? She's like, he doesn't put the toilet seat down. He's like, she doesn't cook enough, whatever.
Really? That and comes up in court.
Every time. Every time. But one of the biggest causes of divorce, beyond irreconcilable differences, toilet seats.
Toilet seats, really?
Wow. The toilet seats, yeah.
You know, so someone once said to me, well, you know, if you complain about the toilet seat being up all the time, it's like, well, why aren't you lifting it after you're done, you know? Like, you reframe your brain that way.
If you're complaining about it being up
all the time. Well, if a woman is like, every time I go in there, the toilet seat is up.
I really want to spend some time on this one.
Gaslighting?
Yeah, this is Gaslighting 101. You're the one who's crazy.
Oh, okay.
You should be lifting it up when you're done with it.
Listen, I don't want really solutions for these problems, to be honest, because then I go out.
Because then you'd be out of business.
I'm failed in that the people don't get divorced.
Half of marriages end in divorce, don't they?
Half of them do end in divorce.
And the other half in death.
In suicide.
In sweatpants.
In suicide, yes.
Other half in suicide. That's a fact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, then the judge listens to them, tells them, look, guys, I actually think you can work this out.
Really?
The judge tells them, I actually think you can work this out. This is Civ Pro.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's going to do that today. He says, I think you can work this out. They get all up in arms. They start arguing. And then they look to me and I'm like, hey, I'm not the judge. No further questions.
So you just say, hey, look, this is the judge's recommendation.
This is the judge. We're in his house. What do you want me to do? And then they say, okay, well, what can we do to get you to fight with this guy? And I'm like, you can pay me a larger sum of money.
So to fight with the judge. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To fight with the judge. Like fist
physically
fight.
Fist fight the judge?
I have fist fought one judge.
Case law?
Case law, and I did fist fight, but not in court.
Oh, okay. So in court, you fist fought a judge.
I did fist fight a judge.
What happened? I mean, did the bailiff step in?
I got
in
my or? Jaw
the
fucking
bailiff probably
wrecked.
The
really?
Referee?
Like Kanye style?
I got my Kanye style. Oh, car
you know, through the wire?
Through the wire.
Yeah.
I didn't get my jaw wired shut. Right now, what's the opposite of an overbite? An underbite?
It's an underbite. Yeah.
And what's the opposite of an underbite? An overbite? So what if it's to the side? What if it's totally
side
to
bite?
What if it's totally to the side?
Left side bite?
Left side bite.
So yeah, I noticed that you're kind of talking out of the side of your mouth.
You keep picking me apart.
I don't
know.
Think so.
I look like Angelica from the Rugrats. Fuck off. Fuck right
I've never
off.
Seen the Rugrats. Should I check it out?
You should absolutely check it out.
And,
awesome
and
show.
Angelica looks like you?
Well,
who's Angelica? I mean,
who's
one
older?
Of the kids?
Yeah, Angelica's one of the kids. They're all kids. Basically, they're all kids. Tommy.
Is that what the Rugrats Tommy is about? It's about a bunch of kids?
What did you think it was about? Animals, pests?
Yeah. Who live in a rug?
Some kind of rat no. living in your house. A rat yeah. in the pest.
No.
It's right
no.
there in the title.
No, no. They're crawling. A lot of them are crawling.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
You've never seen the Rugrats.
I've never
swear
seen
to God.
It. No, never seen it.
Swear to Gina.
Who's Gina? Gina from Martin?
Martin, yeah. Gina from Martin, damn.
Another one I haven't seen.
You've never seen Martin?
Never seen Martin.
Swear to Gina.
Swear to Gina.
Swear to Pam.
Who's Pam?
Also from Martin.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you really never seen
I've never seen it. I'm sorry, okay. No. I have a big blind side on
don't
that.
Don't apologize.
Never seen The Blind Side either.
You've never seen The Blind Side?
No.
No?
Never. Never.
Ever seen Bird Box?
I did not see Bird Box.
Have you ever seen a Bird Box? You know what I'm saying?
Sandra Bullock is my sister, I should say.
What? Sandra Bullock is your sister?
Yeah, Tim Bullock. I'm Sandra Bullock's little
brother.
Wow.
Oh.
So wait.
And I haven't used it at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's...
And this is a really sad place to try to drop that. Because yeah. I don't really get much of anything.
She was in Bird Box,
it
though.
It came up. It just was... I thought
of
I had
Of Bird
to.
Box fame. Sandra Bullock of Bird Box.
Bird Box is Bird Box... What was that?
She stole that
Netflix
idea from
movie.
Me.
Yeah,
yeah.
She stole the idea from you?
Yeah. A little box for your bird, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, no, that's not. I don't. That's a different movie.
A bird cage, a little bird box.
No, that the bird cage is a different movie. Bird Box was, I think. What
this
was
guy I saw that?
Bird Box was blindfolds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scary.
Blindfold, yeah, scary. But wait, you said you wanted to be a parrot wrangler on set. I would think Sandra would just like give you a job all the time.
You think, but there's not. She's not doing a ton of movies with parrots these days.
You think that would be in her contract, where it's just like, hey, you know, bring whatever she just did with Channing Tatum, across. Like let it walk across. My brother needs a gig.
I would. I'm just not about using those connections. I
mean,
big ostrich farm guys really put me off of that stuff. So
he's not big on nepotism. I like you.
I work hard for what I got.
Okay.
You have nothing.
I don't have anything at all.
No, you have 30 babies to look at.
Yeah.
Oh, and a ton of data.
How much longer?
And a computer science business that you should be starting.
That's okay.
Well, gosh, bath salts.
Yes, I love that.
Can you tell I'm wrapping it up?
Well,
because my energy is sort of.
You haven't asked me how I got started.
I asked him how he got started.
Oh, because that meant it wasn't going well. When he asked that, that's what it means. I heard,
yeah, how do you know?
You told me one time, the first time
I've
I
never met you.
I met you. I met you on a dating app.
Oh,
I
don't
I don't want to ruin your marriage situation, but I met him on a dating app.
All right. Well, if you did ruin it, I know exactly who to call to get me through the divorce process.
Of course. You could call me.
All right. Well, Bath Salts is here. Also, Tim Bullock is here. Do you need to go outside again?
I'm going to check out.
Try not to make it another 45 minutes.
You don't have,
we don't have all afternoon here to do.
I'll try to hurry up. I'll check on the babies.
You can check the babies?
I got to check on the babies.
Okay, all right, fine. And Jonah Ray is here of MST3K. We're going to be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. I want to tell you about another podcast. I know you're enjoying this one, so why would you listen to a different podcast? Well, I'll tell you about it, and you be the judge. It's one I think you'll enjoy. It's called Broken Record. You can join co-hosts Justin Richmond and Leah Rose as they sit down with the musicians you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Missy Elliott, and you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leigh Vey, who joined the show to talk about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. You can hear new episodes of this podcast I'm talking about, Broken Record, every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Jonah Ray of the aforementioned. We mentioned it a few times here on the show.
Yeah, just when it came out and how many episodes. But if there's anything else, that,
fun.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. And we also have Tim Bullock. Thanks for coming back.
Sorry. How are the babies doing?
Yeah, that was even longer.
I did I broke it up into a 30-minute session with the babies, 30-minute session looking for Falcon.
Right.
Found a different Falcon.
What was going on with the babies during those 30 minutes?
They were just, you know, swaddled up. They were fine. And, you know,
okay.
One so got loose, tracked it down with the chip. But
How far did it get?
30 miles.
30 miles, really? Real 30 for 30 guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, interesting. We also have Bettina, a.k.a. Bath Salts, here.
Just call me Bath Salts. What the hell?
Okay.
We talked about it.
Okay, we did talk about it.
We talked about it. But I rest my case.
How often do you get to say that in court? That must be so fun.
I don't actually do too much talking in court, to be honest.
Really?
I just let the couples do the talking and I do the collecting of the checks.
Right.
Can I ask you a question?
No further, but sure.
I was just going to say, can you not rest the case on me?
I'm going to put this on. I need my briefcase to be somewhere.
Sitting down.
I do need my briefcase.
Still been towering above us. How tall are you, by the way?
What are you going to ask me to bend down?
No, I mean, it's just...
I'm 6'21".
6'21"?
Yes.
That's 7 feet and...
Do some math. Go.
Quick,
think fast.
7'9".
Your listeners think you're silly.
Well, I thought it was just like forced perspective, like Indiana Jones and that rock, but you're actually that tall?
Yes, 6'21".
You know that rock that boulder he was running away from?
I don't know. I only know one rock.
It was 2 feet high.
2 feet.
No
two
way.
Feet high.
It was 2 feet high, but the way they filmed it, they
how
just
many,
filmed.
How many inches is 2 feet? Go.
24.
Your listeners think you're stupid.
Jack Bauer.
Okay. All right.
Jack
nice.
Bauer,
okay,
he big
I
hit.
Understand. Lost. Also really popular.
Another
right
Jack.
Time. Yeah.
What was it about the 90s where or the 2000s?
The 2000s.
It was the 2000s where people were like, let's name a character Jack.
Because Jack's such a classic American name.
And then there's Jack in the Box, that guy.
Oh, yeah, Jack.
Yeah.
I don't
think we didn't notice when he changed his voice, Jack in the Box.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're paying attention.
Okay, I don't care about Jack in the Box. I don't eat fast food.
Well, you watch the commercials, though.
I don't watch the commercials. I find dine. And so I have set all my TVs to not show me trash.
Any kind of fast forward commercial?
Fast food commercials. Yeah, no, no.
So what does it do? Automatically skips ahead?
It skips ahead. It only shows me things like Ruth's Chris.
That's fine dining to you.
Rainforest Cafe.
It's expensive.
It's for Rainforest
I don't know
Cafe. It's incredible.
Rainforest Cafe
have
is fine dining
steak
to you?
At Ruth's Chris.
Of course,
fuck
they're great.
Fuck.
But
so
I wouldn't call it fine dining.
It's incredible dining. And it's incredible. A white tablecloth.
It's great. Ruth's Chris, if you're out there, I would love to come back. I haven't been there in a few years.
Ruth's
would
Chris.
Love to come back.
Do you know they're married?
Ruth and Chris?
Mm-hmm. That's why it's Ruth's Chris.
Wonderful.
Because it's Ruth's restaurant.
Ruth's Chris.
She calls her husband.
I think it was a divorce. I think it was Chris Steakhouse. And
did
then
they
she
successfully
got into
get a divorce?
Yeah, so
really?
Then yeah, she got, so. And then she got some portion of the
she got the good steaks.
Yeah. So there's Chris Steakhouse now, and then there's also Ruth's Chris.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why you see
you
Chris's
know divorce.
Steakhouse.
You should actually work in divorce.
Oh, no. I don't.
Instead of doing the fun, the funnies.
Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah,
the
all that show. Stuff.
Yeah,
you should
exactly.
do divorce stuff.
You should
stuff.
Do some of that
it
stuff.
It seems like it'd be fine. It seems like a good side hustle, if anything.
It'd be, I mean, great if on the show, I don't know who the other characters are, but if they got divorced.
There was a fun
okay, we have to get
finale.
To our next guest.
Okay. All right.
She's
Bush
a.
Those are the questions.
This is interesting. She's a water ghost. Huh, mm-hmm. That's interesting. A water ghost. Please welcome to the show, Cynthia Blake.
Hi.
So oh nice to meet God. You.
Hi. I'm so sorry I got your floor wet. I've just been...
okay. We can clean that up, I think. I mean, it's a little puddle. That's all right.
Well, you know, it's a...
Hey, it wouldn't be an episode of Comedy Bang Bang if there wasn't a little puddle on the floor afterwards.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
What?
Cynthia Blake, you're a water ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what exactly is that?
Well, for those of you who've never heard of a water ghost, we're the kinds of ghosts who usually hang out in televisions or on phone lines, on old DVDs or on used VHS.
Classic water.
Yeah. And then the way we sort of apparate into your space is we will present in a huge amount of water, like rising up out of the bathtub or, bursting pipes, et cetera. And that's because we usually died in a body of water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah. I've seen these in movies,
Yeah. They were real trendy for a short minute.
Yeah. Like what, The Ring, is that one?
The Ring.
Dark Water.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Oh, you're familiar.
Lady in the Water?
Yeah. Lady in the Water.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot about Grinch. Movies just because we watched so many of
the
them.
Grinch?
Yeah.
Did you say Grinch? The Grinch?
Yeah. The Grinch. Jim Carrey's
green,
Grinch.
Wet ghost.
Yeah. I feel like maybe who
was he a ghost? You think he's a ghost, Tim?
Yeah. Spooky.
He has a dog, though.
Ghosts can have a dog.
Yeah. Ghosts can definitely. definitely have a
they
dog.
Can.
I'm an expert on this. Ghosts can have any number of familiars. Birds, dogs, cats.
You're speaking Tim's language now.
I'm listening now.
Wait, so you now weren't listening before.
I really tuned out, but I was guessing what the conversation was.
So everything you asked her.
Was I right?
Yes, you were very successful at it.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I passed away in 1982.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And my
how old were you? Do you mind me asking?
I was
you were eight.
So I still appear as eight, but I'm now
emotionally
in my late 40s.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we ask how it happened?
Well, so that's the thing. I can't tell you how it happened. I can tell you it happened in the Hollywood Reservoir, but I can't return to my place of murder because they drained the reservoir in the water. It's gone now. Mm. So like I can't.
They drained the Hollywood Reservoir.
They drained it and then they
refilled it back up.
Okay. So my water's gone. I can't.
Oh, no.
I cannot go to heaven or hell.
Because it's beautiful there.
Yeah.
Wait, so it sounds like it was a murder if you died at the Hollywood. Yeah, you were murdered.
Do you remember anything or did you just like black out and then wake up as a ghost?
I mean, again, I cannot give any details about how I died because that's the whole hook.
Okay.
We have to go on a journey.
I can maybe hint at it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Hollywood Toy and Costumes.
Right. Over there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bought a pirate scabbard time or two there for a show.
Twice? You didn't just hold on to it the first time?
I would throw it away. Oh, usually. Yeah. They're only like $5.
So I was at Hollywood Toy and Costume.
Okay.
And then I saw like a funny clown. And then now I'm a ghost. So I think you can sort of like put together.
Yeah. Fill in the blanks with context clues.
Yeah. No, I don't want to, because you told me you can't give away those details.
Right.
Because that's the whole hook of it. And so I want to respect that totally.
Oh, you're a lawyer. You could do this.
Yes.
You could solve the crime.
Well, I do divorces. And even then, not really.
But so, I mean, she's divorced from her life.
Exactly.
In a way.
Okay. All right. Sure. But I can maybe get you back together with your life.
Horribly bloated. But
yeah. Would you even want to be alive now? I mean, what with Elon Musk is buying Twitter?
doesn't that make you not
want to be alive?
Is that true? That's happening. Oh, yeah. I appear in screens. I can never see what's on them, which is why I haven't seen your show. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, if someone sets up the screen in a reflection. So if there's a mirror on the other side of the room.
Complicated.
What kind of a fucking lunatic would put a mirror facing a television?
Just sometimes you want to expand the size.
Usually it's
of the
people
room,
are facing the televisions, right. Not mirrors.
Right. Yeah. But if it's like on the wall behind you, it's very possible if you want it.
Like a police interrogation of a television?
Yeah. Like a two-way mirror? Is that what you're saying? Dennis Franz is on the behind the other one?
If you have a small apartment and you're in the kitchen.
Small
and
apartment?
You want to cook, but you want to still see the TV?
This guy's living in a small apartment?
Yeah, because no one fucking watches the show.
Oh my God. Guy's got to watch the show. Get this guy out of his box apartment.
With mirrors on the walls to make it seem bigger.
No one knows about it.
Is that what has to happen? If somebody watches your show, you can go back to heaven?
Go back to having three TV shows instead of just the one?
Yeah. It was
remember those days?
I had it 3 years ago. It was great for me.
Watch this guy's shows. I don't want to ask too many questions, but you say there was a clown.
Yeah.
You just remember the clown. You went into the shop and there was a clown.
Well, I remember everything. I just can't tell you.
You can't tell us. Yeah, we have to put it together. Okay. Wait, so if we guess how you died, then you...
Absolutely.
Before we get to that, I just have questions about the process
okay,
of everything.
Great. Mm-hmm.
What? So you're a water ghost. Why are you living in VHSs and stuff? Well, I don't...
A lot of electronics.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Well, you know, in olden times, ghosts used to appear by telegram. They used to appear by phone messages, like spooky over sound, like the crackles in a phone call.
I see.
I thought you meant the cereal.
Yeah, it's basically
it's like where's pop in this situation?
I'm just.
This is a pop erasure, and I won't stand for it.
It's basically what technology can get us into the most homes so that we can get our crime solved. And so, you know, like VHS tapes is hugely popular.
What about TikTok? That would be a way nowadays.
You do appear on TikTok.
You do appear on TikTok.
What about
streaming platforms?
Streaming platforms.
What about Vine?
Vine was so
Snapchat.
Great.
So
I was stuck
great
there
for so long.
6 seconds at a time, and it sucked.
Hard to get your message out.
MySpace. Yeah. Okay.
What was that about an app?
Do you appear in apps? Like,
Yeah, but they have to have lots of, and lots, like we can't
lots
just like
lots
show
people,
up
yeah,
on like a watching. On like an app that nobody's
Foursquare.
Yeah, so if it's like for like a beloved show from the 90s, like that would 90s. Be enough probably.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
No? Okay, great. Yeah.
As soon as that hits the top 10 in like top the 10? App store.
Let, yeah, let her know as soon as that happens.
As soon as that happens, I'll send my ghost friends.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, just keep an eye out for it. It's, you know, the Gizmoplex. It's a Mystery Science Theater.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now that that's out of the way, okay, I think I understand.
Yeah.
Now we can get to guessing about how you die.
I mean, you can. You don't. We don't have to solve it today.
Oh, really?
But I'd love to.
But if we do, then...
if we hit on it, what happens? Do you get free at that point? Do you become a human again?
Again, you'd have to return me to my body of water.
Oh, which is evaporated.
Where does the... No, it was drained. So that water had to go somewhere. Where does the aqueduct lead to from the Hollywood Reservoir? It goes down into Long
homes.
Beach, into homes.
Oh. Into my above ground pool.
Wait, you have an above ground pool?
I have an above ground. I've got a few.
You have the hill several? From the Hollywood Reservoir?
It's actually in Whittier.
Oh, it's in Whittier. No. Oh,
and that okay. There is an aqueduct that runs
from the reservoir
parallel to the 710.
Sure.
What are you, over there on Lucerna Drive, over there in Whittier?
Yeah, on Lucerna Drive, yeah. But I'm not going to put my address on this podcast, you creep.
You're Downey?
Multiple Ranch? Above ground pools.
I have multiple above
like
ground pools.
Like the kind of wiggly kind?
It kind of looks like, well, no. They're the sturdy kind, and it looks like the Olympic rings, but they're not connected.
Oh, okay. So like if you were doing an aerial view, like a falcon eye view.
A falcon eye view, that's for you.
It would look like the Olympics if the Olympics were all like, hey, everyone, let's separate.
Separate but equal, yeah.
Right. When did you fill these pools up? What year did you put these
1982.
Oh, my God. This could be the original water.
1982.
That is the same year that Cynthia died.
Cynthia.
Yeah.
I think we could get you back.
All right. So all we have to do is solve how I died.
You were saying a clown did it?
I couldn't.
Saw well, no, she didn't
I saw
say that.
A clown.
She didn't say that. She saw a clown.
Costume. Now, when you say a clown, is this an actual like circus clown or just like an asshole? A guy who's just like acts goofy?
Yeah, a real jerk.
Okay. Okay. Jerk. Okay.
Huh. Wait, sure.
When you ask these questions.
Wait, so it's just a jerk.
Like a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just some guy. And you're in Hollywood, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And your last name is what?
Blake.
Griffin. Is there some kind of guy that's not a good guy? The last name Blake. You always got to look at the family
Blake.
First, right?
You're
a lawyer. I'm a lawyer, but I'm a divorce. But they're always whatever.
But I mean, there is a guy. Jonah, maybe you know him. Robert Blake. Were you related to?
Assume I know.
Oh,
him.
I can't say, but I could say warmer or colder.
Blake. Okay, say warmer or colder.
Warmer.
Okay. Ooh, wow.
She's
okay,
to
Blake
Robert
Griffin. Blake Griffin.
Yeah. Also warmer.
Also warmer.
Hold on. So wait, first name Blake.
Robert Blake and.
Blake? What about Blake
Anderson?
Blake?
Blake Lively?
Blake Lively. Oh, you know.
From the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Yeah. Who was born in 1982.
Uh-huh.
What?
I think you guys might be onto something. Maybe Blake is a code.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Blackie.
B-Lake.
Blackie.
Lakes.
Blackie. Yeah. I'm not going to. Wait, I didn't say that.
You did. You said it. I got
cut
you.
That out. Cut that out.
No, keep that part. Keep that part, please.
That part.
Yeah, keep that part, please.
I don't know. Did you trip?
Did I? I did trip.
How many guesses do we get?
I mean, really infinite. Okay. It's been 48 years I've been... like, I was 8
years
old.
So we just get to... But do we have to get every detail, or do we just get the general part
of it? If
you
can get the general part, okay. How I got from this
the toy store.
The toy store, where you saw a clown.
Where I saw some real jerk, a real buffoon.
Hollywood toys to the Hollywood Reservoir.
That's about a 15-minute drive. You go up Cahuenga, probably from Hollywood.
But she's 8 years old, she
can't drive. 30-minute sprint.
No, are the listeners of this podcast only from Los Angeles? Just
well, what I'm saying is
you go
up Hollywood to Cahuenga, then you take Cahuenga probably over.
That's a harsh turn on Cahuenga. Maybe go up, you know.
Probably to
Palms.
I'd go up to San Marco and then like twist around up there.
Yeah, that's a good route. That's fun too.
Windy guy.
Anyway.
Okay, so you're murdered. Okay, I just have to stop and ask you something.
Yes.
And I'm kind of embarrassed that I have to ask this. What do you do for your skin? Because it looks amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Is it the water part of it? Or?
So when you are underwater, like physically for 40 years, you really get like a
I would think you would get pruny.
You get a moisturizing effect.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When I first come out of the water, it's horrible.
Her forehead.
Okay, again, Nestle Crunch bend Bar, down. Not a raisin. No, I'm not going to bend down. You bend over. Oh my gosh.
When I first come out of the water, I look like sort of like a wet trash bag. But then over the course of...
You look like a dry trash bag.
Yeah. Over the course of the next few hours, the skin dries out, but it stays moist. I highly recommend face down in any body of water for as long as
Why
you can
Why is everyone
tolerate?
Trying to get me face down?
Face down, ass up, please.
Nasty ass podcast.
Is Moaning Myrtle... You never got a chance to read Harry Potter, I would have been. Or can ghosts read?
Well, we can read over people's shoulders, and we mostly do.
Oh, okay. So do you ever read one of those Harry Potter books written by that notorious TERF?
Yes, I did read. I feel like with a lot of things, she kind of does things without attribution. Moaning Myrtle is clearly a water ghost, but at no point in the book does she ever refer to Myrtle as a water ghost.
Yeah, that's it. What do you think of the name Cho Chang? You ever come across that when you're reading over his shoulder?
You know,
pretty cool. Pretty cool
stuff. You can read books over people's shoulders, but you can't watch
TV over someone's shoulders?
No, if there's a screen in the room, I'm in the screen.
But what if they have a screen across the room next to the mirror? What if there's another screen on, like...
Are you asking if I ping-pong back and forth between mirrors?
Where do you go
television?
Inside the one screen across the room and watch the screen on the other side of the room?
Again, do you have a mirror pointed at your television?
Yeah. It makes the room bigger.
He lives in a little apartment. He's got to watch a show.
These rules should be rhyming, I think. Like, if there's a screen in the room, it means you're doomed.
That's great.
That would be great to have, like, water ghost rules like that, okay. Where we could all remember.
If there's a screen in the room, you're doomed.
Right. It's just like your life is not good.
What?
Sorry, I'm thinking of with the mirror.
Because we did say rhyme, and that is something that he established.
Well, if there's a screen in the room, it means you're doomed because you're in the screen and
correct.
You're going to... Right.
Yeah.
So that's easy to remember. If there's not a screen...
If there's not a screen
you're you know basically that, clean.
Right. Yes. Good. Good stuff.
Will not
so are we getting warmer or colder?
Have we
solved this?
It's up to you.
Okay, here's my theory. Yes. Do we lay out a theory like it's like Groove. We're Hercule Poirot or something
but,
like
but,
that?
But you get extra points if you do it like you've just cracked it.
Oh, okay. All right. Everyone, thank you for coming. I'm glad that you all came here. And the reason that you're here is because I know who killed Cynthia Blake. That's right. She was in Hollywood Toy and Costume, which, as we all know, is just off of Hollywood Boulevard. If you were to get there probably from the north, I would take the 405 to the 101 to Highlands and then make a right on Hollywood. There's not a lot of parking on the street, so you got to park in that lot that's right there on Wilcox. And she was there trying to buy a costume for her little self because Halloween was coming up. And then she saw a clown. Inside
what
the
kind
store.
Of clown? What type of clown?
A circus clown.
Oh, wait.
And she decided to run away and join the circus. And she became a very famous trapeze artist, flying around in front of crowds, touring Europe.
We still going to do the warmer, colder thing? Or is it going to...
Freezing cold.
Okay. Freezing cold? What?
As soon as you said...
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
As soon as you said circus clown, it was negative 10 degrees.
Man. All right, someone else took a crack.
He was a real buffoon. You got to remember that.
Has any of you ever tried crack?
Yes,
you tried crack as a ghost?
Yeah. I mean, like...
There's ghost crack?
Cracks in windows, cracks in the pavement, any kind of creepy crack.
Crack wasn't around when she died.
Okay, crack wasn't around.
And it's not in any of the books she's read.
Give it a shot if we're just taking stabs at
it.
Yeah, please. That's spooky.
The year's 1982.
Yes.
A little girl is looking for a costume at Hollywood Toy and Costume,
yes.
Which is, of course, in Hollywood. I would go down Wilcox, I think, and...
You go down Wilcox from
Hollywood Highland area.
Hollywood Highland. You'd make a ride on Franklin.
Off of Franklin.
Okay,
go take a left by that coffee shop. you know, and as a from a bird's eye view, we can do a straight line. We could get.
We're
there.
Not doing bird's eye views from here. No, we're getting okay. there by car usually.
Okay, car. Well,
as then, the crow flies, the we're not talking about crow either. Jonah, all right. I know you're trying to get it in there.
It's going to be good.
I would just put the blinkers on in like a yellow or a red zone and then just run in, try to get what I'm getting.
Well, I don't know. That's dangerous on Hollywood Boulevard. It seems to me like there's a lot of parking enforcement out there.
Probably getting a ticket, but you know, if you're an 8-year old, you ride your bike down there. You don't have to worry about cars.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming this clown, you know, this real jerk.
Yeah.
Character.
Real oaf.
Real oaf. Real asshole. It's doing some sort of side hustle.
Did they call them side hustles back in 1982? Or they?
No, but I'll let it slide. Okay. If you can solve the murder and still use the phrase side hustle, that's okay with me.
And it's sort of this side hustle of, you know, I don't know how much money you can make on the black market with.
I can speak to that.
What's going on in the black market these days?
Well,
is inflation as bad there?
I can't talk to a room of white people about what's going on in the black market, to be honest with you. It's kind of secret. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I think there's a moment where this clown thinks that they could make a buck or two selling, I don't know, organs. And so, of course, they try to take Cynthia, and along the way, she sort of falls out into a sewer.
She falls out of the car into a sewer?
Yeah, sort of like a Leslie Nielsen-esque Naked Gun moment of OJ
just bouncing and then right into a sewer.
Right
in there. And like maybe sliding into
it.
Yeah,
a lot of grease. She's sort of greased up from some sort of Halloween costume.
Like trying to get her Halloween costume on.
Yeah, in a scuba style, and she shot up the
hill. Shot right into the sewer. What do we think of Tim?
Well, I did say that it was the two things I gave you, the Hollywood toy costume and the Hollywood reservoir, and you said sewer, so that is not
disqualified there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's it. You know, the truth is that, like, and the longer I've been a ghost, the happier I am to be here.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of dreading the day that somebody actually solves the case.
Well, I mean, you've gotten to see so many things. I mean, well, wait a minute. I've seen the same things because I'm a little bit older than you. So it's really not that great.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the things I've seen kind of suck.
The world's
honestly.
Changing very quickly.
I guess. Like what?
Well,
like, what's a ghost's perspective on the way the world is changing?
Okay, so there's a lot more screens now, so there's a lot more places to haunt.
That's good for you.
But people are so desensitized to the things that are showing up on the screens that it's really hard to scare people.
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine.
Like after January 6th, nobody was scared of anything that I was doing for, like, a couple months.
Yeah, it's like the real world is so terrifying.
It got really bleak.
Yeah.
Did they skip you like an ad?
Yeah.
Wow. just swipe you up.
Yeah. So, you know, those are some of the major changes I've seen.
Just more screens?
Yeah, more screens.
you said a lot of things, and then it turned out you just said the one.
Well, in my head, I was actually imagining all of the screens, so it was a
lot of screens. So getting through all of those is like, I understand. Yeah.
Well, you've been around for a long time. How do you feel like the world's changing?
That's a dig.
You're older than me.
I'm just gonna say, Bathina. Hey, bath salts to you.
Bath salts.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you? The world has changed so. I mean, 60 years old, you say?
You're really going to volley the question to me?
You've been around since 1962.
Yeah. What's it to you, Scott?
Has I mean, you saw John F. Kennedy.
I saw John F. Kennedy in concert.
He did. What was he doing? Reading his famous speeches? Ask not, etc.
Yeah, ask not. Ask not. He closed with ask not.
Oh, man. I would have killed to see that.
An encore performance of it. Odyssey did ask not like three times. He kept being like.
One-hit wonders. Yeah, that's what exactly. They do. They have to keep doing They do it at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show.
But we cheered. We begged him to do it again. He did it again.
Yeah. He was great that way.
Yeah. What's that?
He was great that way.
Yeah. Good guy.
He is a miserable ghost.
He's around as a ghost?
Well, nobody solved his murder yet, so he's still.
So it wasn't either Oswald or Jack Ruby?
Absolutely not.
Whoa.
That's Wait, wasn't crazy. Jack Ruby the guy that killed Oswald?
Yeah, but I always thought he had something to do with it.
He's fine.
Those are a couple of clowns, if you ask me.
Oh, real jerks.
Yeah. Ooh, so clowns could be just assassins.
Huh.
A clown could be anything.
Do you have a theory about...
About what's happened to our girl, Cynthia?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's 8 years old, trying to find a little costume, goes to Hollywood.
Are we close on that? Were you there to find a costume?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it almost Halloween?
Yeah.
I would like for you to say warmer, colder.
Warm. Okay, great.
Okay. What, every word, every two words? How often do you want this?
As you see fit.
Okay.
And so there to get a costume. You're in.
Okay, too much. She hasn't even continued.
Sexual ghost, too. And trying to find a little costume. Okay, we said, well, I said you don't have to. But you,
times.
Well, the warmers are not throwing me off. So actually, just tell me at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in the witch aisle because you're looking for you want to be a witch. So you've got
now she's shaking her head.
Oh, okay, colder.
Okay,
colder. Well, this is 1982.
All right, who cares? I don't. You know,
she might have wanted to be E.T.
Did
you want to be E.T., dear?
Yes.
You wanted to be E.T. because the movie was dropping in June of that year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
was Halloween.
Okay, great. Understood. It dropped.
How do you know when E.T. dropped?
Because I Googled.
You were just Googling when E.T.
I think I was texting my phone the whole time. I said, what happened in 1982?
Just what happened?
Man, what happened? What went wrong?
How would you find out?
I found out that Cynthia Blake was murdered.
That's
brutally.
Right.
Oh, brutally. Warmer.
Searching for a clown costume. This is where there's a little bit of a wordplay going on here.
Okay.
You were looking for a clown costume, mm-hmm. and in that aisle was the clown, but not dressed as a circus clown, the jerk.
Warmer.
You thought he actually worked there.
Oh.
You thought he was an employee.
Because he's wearing a costume.
Yes, yeah, yes. You were tugging on his pant leg. You said, Mr., I'm trying to find a clown costume.
Mr. also put out their song Kyrie Eleison in 1982.
And so you tugged on him. He said, I don't work here. Beat it, kid. And then you were like Michael Jackson Thriller, 1982. You started doing the dance.
You
started doing the dance.
It's like you were even there.
Uh-huh. And then, by the way, I neglected to tell a certain part of the story, which is that Cynthia Blake did ride her bike down. She actually took Selma. Yeah,
she took Selma?
Selma onto Cherokee.
On a bike?
On a bike.
Selma that's dangerous. Cherokee. That left, that's a hard left
Selma
to make on a bike.
Onto Cherokee.
She could have been a street ghost, if you know what I mean.
I know, but she made it in. She made it in. Anyway.
A car grill ghost.
Starts doing the Michael Jackson dance. This guy.
Because the guy told her to beat it.
She
starts doing the Michael Jackson
dance.
I get
free
it.
Free association. Yeah. Actually, and
beat
she,
it.
She
but she starts doing the Thriller dance and not the beat it.
She had a future as an improviser, but this guy cut her life
Halloween
short.
Halloween was coming up.
Halloween was approaching.
Okay.
So this guy, he told her to beat it. She started doing the dance. And then he was, exactly. Warmer. Warmer. Okay. So she starts doing the dance. He's getting kind of pissed off. Then he joins. But his
he's
dance.
He's pissed off and he joins.
He joins because if you can't beat him,
he can't beat it.
But then he really can't beat it.
Oh.
And he starts embarrassing himself. There's a clerk. A clerk comes and is like, hers is better than yours.
Oh, God. This
and he
is
says,
embarrassing.
Well, damn. Anyway, he pretends to be chill about it.
He pretends to be chill, but he's just dying.
But
inside.
Then the clerk says, she asks the clerk, where's your clown costumes? Clerk points it out. The man who was in the aisle, the jerk clown. He sees it at the register. He says, hey, you know what, kid? I got to give it to you. Your beat it was better than mine.
So he's accepted it at this point.
What's wild about this is in all the time that people have been trying to solve my murder, nobody's actually figured out the conversations had on the day.
Yeah. She's dead on at this point.
Yeah, so far, accurate.
Your beat it is better than mine, all right?
Okay.
And so he sees she's riding a bike. He says, that's a... Wait, how'd you get here? She says, I took Selma, turned on Cherokee. He says, that's a hard left turn on a bike. You're going to end up dead. And little did she know, that sounded like a protective statement, but really... He was going to kill her.
What? Killed her?
The jerk clown.
The jerk clown?
The jerk clown.
I never saw this coming.
He was like, you know what? What do you say? I've got a pickup truck. Why don't you throw your bike in the bed of my truck? I will drive you wherever you're headed. Wow. She says to him,
don't get in that
I
truck.
Live Well, yeah. Well, she's
where she lives.
She lives in Palms.
Near Palms? Palms?
Mar Vista. Mar Vista.
Yeah. She drove her bike to Hollywood.
Are they taking
toy and costume?
Surface streets back at what time of day? Is
yeah.
This?
This is yeah.
Well, I don't want to guess time of day because God forbid I get colder.
Okay. Yeah. So far, you're just yeah. You're incredibly
I'm steaming,
hot.
Dead I'm on. Steaming hot. Thank you. Finally, you acknowledge me, Scott. So throws the drink. I'm not gonna do that. You bend over. I'll bend down when you bend over. Anyway, he drives her to. He starts to pretend he does a fake out. He actually does.
Wait, he does a fake out on the driving.
Where are you getting this information? It's incredible.
You have a gift for this.
Pretends he's heading west on Hollywood.
How's he do the fake out?
He just acts like he puts on the turn signal.
He acts like he turned.
He's gonna turn
and went left.
Left, exactly. He acts like
that's a risky maneuver.
Puts on the turn signal. She's like, doo, doo, doo. It's
she's not paying
home.
Attention.
Yeah. Oh. Because she thinks she's heading home. He does it, makes a sharp right, heads to the reservoir, dumps it in there. She's dead. Done. It's a done deal. Wow. No one ever hears from her or him again. She drowns.
And all because she did the beat it dance better
than
him?
The guy. And the tugging on his pants. They were silk.
That's, I mean, they were silk.
They were silk.
Okay.
Silk pants.
I get it. Well.
Am I cold or
Cynthia?
What?
I'm free.
You can be honest.
Everyone inhaled, but I exhaled.
So all I need to do is ride home with you and get thrown into your pool, and then I can go home.
Oh, hey. Well, here's the thing. I took an Uber.
It's not an Uber pool.
It's not an Uber pool.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to a pool, which is the ironic part.
Yeah, okay. Can any of you give this young lady a ride?
I mean, I rode my bike here.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Falcon for probably a couple hours after this.
30 yeah. hours.
Yeah. 30.
Yeah. Okay, so.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
It's been 40 years. What's another 40?
Yeah, 40 for 40.
Certainly
40
somebody 40. Who's listening to this show or perhaps watches yours will hear about this and they'll be able to return me to your pool.
Yeah, or if you have any of this Hollywood Reservoir pool from the 80s, any of the water from it.
I'm a goat. I can't. What do you like?
Well,
I
think just stupid.
Can maybe you imagine someone, like a ghost carrying a cup around?
If a listener has some water.
Oh, that would work.
How about you get it in this DVD copy I have of Ghost in the Machine and then she could take it home with her in the Uber a lot easier.
Yeah, would that
just
work
throw
out?
The DVD inside the pool.
Why do you have that copy of Ghost in the Machine?
Ghost of the Machine.
Are you doing that movie for whatever your show is called?
It's called Mystery Science Theater 3000, and I would love to do Ghost in the Machine.
You'd love
but
to
some,
do
of,
Ghost
the,
of, the
some
Machine.
Of the movies we got are Munchie. Dom DeLuise does a voice in it. There's a lot of fun movies we're doing.
Okay, so I hop in that DVD. Do you have a DVD player?
I do have the DVD player, but here's the thing: as far as taking the DVD there to my house,
it's a big ass.
It's a big ass.
It's not. Everyone will look. You'll look.
Like, everyone's gonna look at you like white.
No one's gonna see me because I'm gonna be in an Uber. And I also have.
But you have a talking point with the Uber driver?
My suitcase is already 49 pounds. Before you get an Uber, I'm going
to
get
if you were to see someone walking down the street with a DVD in their hands, well, you would think they were.
Who's this fucking jerk off?
Yeah, exactly.
No. You know. But if it's Ghost in the Machine, then.
Can you tell what it is from just a loose DVD? Is it like both sides, like standard format and.
Is it dual, dual disc?
No, you just put it on your finger and then you just kind of. But you have.
If you saw someone walking down the street with a DVD or in their finger in the hole in the center of a DVD.
What, am I going to smudge the back of the DVD, you idiot?
I don't know. I think you would think they're a weirdo, you know?
I mean, yes. Again, maybe if it was any other movie besides Ghost in the Machine, it would be like, who's this weirdo? Oh, shit, never mind.
Can you travel from screen to screen, though?
Yes. Yeah, but you have to turn it on and, you know, hope I'm not there. And then I show up.
The hoping you're not there is part
of it? Right. So I think that's prohibitive in this case because you'd be clearly hoping I was there so that we could return.
Although maybe you're not hoping that she's there.
I'm kind of hoping she's not there because I do enjoy my Ruth's Chris commercials without interruption.
But come on, maybe this is the first case you finally close.
I've made so much money not closing cases.
But this is like a zero loss.
How often are you dining at Ruth's Chris?
I eat at Ruth's Chris at least 4 times a week. The manager,
4 times a week.
The manager knows me.
How are your arteries, by the way? How's your cholesterol?
They're big.
They're big.
The cholesterol's big as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cynthia, gosh, I wish we could help you out.
Yeah,
but,
it was really close this time.
I'm really glad we solved your murder, though. I never saw that coming. The clown did it.
Yeah.
The clown.
Crazy.
Yeah. And if I had gone back into my pool of water, you probably would have seen like the empty tank The black E.
See, I don't want the type
on the what?
On the pickup truck, like you would have zoomed in on it.
Oh, like, oh, oh.
That's the, what her last name is.
Black E.
Is your last name Blackie or Blake?
My
because I said it Blake, but I'm looking at it now. Is it Blackie? Blackie. Okay, well, look, we're running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show. It's a little something that we call plugs.
Tell us your plugs. What do you have to say? When do they occur? Tomorrow or today? Tell us the time and place. Let us participate.
Oh, that was Please Tell Us by A Shiny Object. Thanks to A Shiny Object. We've had a lot of songs from A Shiny Object. That one was really nice. Well, what are we plugging, guys? Obviously, Jonah, Mystery Science Theater
3000.
3000.
It's me, it's Felicia Day, Patton Oswalt.
And all the episodes are out?
No, just that we're putting them out once a month on the platform.
And people can...
Yeah, you can like...
How do you download an app?
You go to the app store. Wait, what?
How do you download an app?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. No, it's like you go to the app
this
store.
This is a question.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You go to the app store and then you just search MST3K.
Can you just do it for me?
No. But
all
then,
right. Tim Bullock, what do we want to plug?
I want to plug a podcast I listen to while sprinting around town looking for my Falcon. It's called...
Wait, you listen to this while you're looking for your... So yeah. In these breaks that you take
it... I'm not going to hear the Falcon.
You were listening to other podcasts while we were waiting for you to come back during the breaks?
Yeah, it'd take 30 minutes to listen to a different chunks of a podcast.
Okay, I don't know. Podcast is this?
It's called Rotating Heroes Podcast. It's on Patreon. It's short D&D arcs. The last one just had Dan Lippert and Reka Shankar and Jacob Waisaki, and was
good people playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons, yes.
Okay, sounds pretty cool.
Hey, it's awesome.
Okay, bath salts. What do you want to plug here?
Divorce.
The concept of divorce.
The concept of divorce. Get into it.
Get in there. What do you think about a guy like me?
You should do it.
You think so?
You should do it.
I don't know.
You should do it. Go for it.
I kind of feel all in at this point.
Give me a retainer. Give me a retainer.
You're wearing a retainer, by the way, too. Is that what you're talking about?
Can you imagine I speak so well with it? No lisp. Because I wear it every day. Yeah. I got my braces off in 1991.
Oh, really? When you were... 30.
Do the math. Do the
29
math.
Or something.
Sure.
Interesting.
That's all.
Nothing else?
No, I don't watch TV. So if you're trying to ask me to plug a TV show, I'm not going to do it.
There was this show that Elon Musk hosted.
Twitter.
No.
Okay.
But was he cool, hosted, do you think?
He hosted a show.
Yeah.
A talk show.
It was like a talk show. Yeah, because there was a lot of talking on it, if that's what you're talking about.
But do they sit down and interview people?
I don't know. I can't remember, really.
No idea what you're talking about.
All right. Yep. Interesting.
Okay.
Although I do know he played Mario, which is a person, or Wario.
Wario,
who's on a video game.
And how Cynthia, did I know that?
Yeah. I don't know. Cynthia Blake, what do you want to plug? Speaking of video games.
There is this, I can listen to podcasts because they don't appear on a screen unless somebody's staring at the screen while listening to the podcast.
But that's ironic. That. Yeah, no. But are they checking Twitter while they listen to a podcast? What if that's happening?
Well, that's rough because then I'm on their Twitter, but I can't see their Twitter. I can only look at them.
Oh, God, this is too complicated. Yeah.
Anyway,
but you have heard podcasts?
I have heard podcasts. I really like this one that's on the same network called Get Played.
Oh.
It's a video game podcast with three real losers, but they're lovable. that would be the thing I would plug. That and your bathtub so that I can appear in the water.
Oh, good. Yeah, fantastic. Well, I want to plug, I mentioned it last week, and Comedy Bang Bang going on tour the entire month of August. We'll be out there going to a city near you. I don't know if I have any information about that as of this recording, but maybe the information is out there or it's coming very, very soon. So look for us and just basically block out all of August for us. And I know we're only going to be in whatever town you're in for one day, but don't make any plans for August yet. Also, I want to plug, obviously, CBBWorld.com. We have some great, great shows out there. We have we just did a new episode of Hey Randy with Randy Snuts. He has his own show. And of course, This Book Changed My Life with Lily Sullivan. She's doing a monthly show. And Full Throttle with Bob Duca. That was the third episode of that was quite a ride. So go check out CBBWorld.com. If you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. And it has all the archives of this show and all ad-free episodes. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Can you sing the beginning of that song?
Uh-huh. Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag.
Is made.
Yeah. Open up a double.
Wow. Amazing. Did I sing that in perfect pitch?
I think so.
Crazy. A connection is made by Elasticlod. Thank you so much for that. Boy, great work on that. Combining two different episodes, people singing on two different episodes. Guys, I want to thank you so much, Jonah. Always great to see you. And what an honor to have you as the inaugural guest. Thanks. On the Comedy Bang Bang interview.
Do you feel you learned anything from that segment?
Yeah, I mean, you have three episodes out already, I believe, there's some sort of an app that I don't know how to download, but you'll do that for me when we're done.
Sure.
Cynthia Blake. No, yes, Cynthia Blake. Yeah, I looked at you, but I meant you. Cynthia Blake, it's great to... hello, Cynthia? Are you all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay? What's going on?
I was trying to will myself to one of those pools, and it just wasn't working.
Maybe if someone set up a projector outside the pool, some sort of a screen and a DVD projector or something like that. What do you think about this, bath salts? Maybe you could set out an outdoor home theater.
I'm not technically savvy, but if any of you want to come over and do that, I'm open to it. That I can.
Maybe
do.
The Geek Squad could come over. And, yeah. Do you work with the Geek Squad a lot? Are you in constant contact with them?
I know a lot of those guys by name. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet.
there's James.
Oh, yeah.
There's
probably a Jack, just like Jack Bauer.
Oh, or Jack Shepard.
Shepard. Was that his name?
Yeah, Jack Shepard.
You know what's interesting about that show is he was almost like a shepherd leading all the people on the island to heaven eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoiler.
I never saw it. I couldn't watch it.
Oh, did you? You never got to see the final episode?
No, I didn't.
Don't bother.
Okay, good.
Tim Bullock, what more can be said?
I mean, just keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eye on the sky. If you're a listener out there, if you see a hawk, what do you suggest they do?
Yeah, to me, Aphrodite, and make sure you have a very thick leather glove on. They're very expensive.
Maybe dipped in falcon semen, you know?
Dip it in falcon semen, for sure.
Okay. And do you want me to help out with you here?
Yeah, if you got 30 minutes after this to just walk around.
Just 30 minutes to walk around. Do you think we'll see any kites or anything like that? Or
I can only hope and just have some nice conversations out there.
Okay, great. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals and no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.